Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Jared Waitley. Here's a snapshot of Monday, May 6. Your snap judgments from the events of Round 8.
Errol from Aspendale. Welcome, Errol.
Good morning, Jared. Oh, it's a tough gig being a Bulldog supporter. I hope the hierarchy at the club have just been listening to your editorial. I thought in his press conference, Beveridge foreshadowed the barrage you'll receive from the media this week. We all know I'm critical of his game plan, but I'm not sure he instructs his players to miss targets and drop marks they should hold and kick straight to the opposition. I think it's time for some tough love, which is not Beveridge's style. I'm wondering why the skills have dropped off to this level. I think some of the players need detention. Like JJ, they say, oh, we hear really positive things from the club about them. I think they're looking at a lot of players, the positive things they do, and they don't look at the things that they don't do. It's time to focus on that. I hear from all the experts that games are won on defence. OK, that's an area that the Bulldogs for years have neglected. They don't seem to recruit that way. They just pick up people with who are really being delisted by other clubs. I look on the website. Now, there's a guy called Daniel Pratt, who I don't know. He's listed as a backline coach. Well, it's obviously not working. I think we need a strategic defensive coach, because I think that's where the greatest problem is, though there are quite a few.
Where are you in the equation of hope and belief, Errol? Is it seeping away?
I actually struggled when I was putting together my eight at the start of the season, and I just had the Bulldogs at eight and I wasn't sure about it. I didn't have a high expectation. I didn't think we could. I look at some of those top teams. I didn't think we can beat them.
Freddie's in Elwood. Hello to you, Freddie.
Morning, Jared. I'm a Doggies tragic and first time long time. Just wanted to say I do absolutely love Bevo. And I think his record and statistics show that he's our greatest ever coach in terms of most ever wins for the club, most finals wins, the premiership, of course, grand final, and most sustained success area of the club of finals and contending. But I think my words, or two words to sum up the current situation, I think for Bevo are, he gone.
Michael's in Clyde. Welcome, Michael.
Morning, Jared. That gorgeous fan, Janine, I think it was. Yeah, Darcy Wilson was a gun on the weekend. I'm going to talk about the Kangas. George Wardlaw, how exciting is he to watch? His start was impeccable. I thought he was going to kick three goals there, but look, he didn't, and he played an awesome game, and that big bump on Wilson was incredible. Look, I'm not feeling disappointed, not feeling happy, angry about the result over the weekend, a bit numb to losing now. But what I'm very pleased with is the back line. They've actually gelled really well over the weekend. Young Archer came in, was incredible on Owens. And look, our backs kept their big four forwards, Membry, King, Owens and Hayes, to four goals three between them. And I think Aidan Corr played his best game for North over the weekend.
David King had the Bulldogs as the big issue in the means test.
I don't mean inexperienced. I just mean not good enough.
Yeah.
So in terms of bottom six to eight players, I just mean not impacting games. I don't know how many games they've played. Some of them would have played 100 games and they're not impacting games. So I don't think it's necessarily your birth certificate nor games played or how experienced you are. I talk about absolute performance. I don't think they've got that. I don't think the list is where others say. I don't think it's a top four list. So if we keep saying that they've got to get more and they've got to be top four, I don't think that'll ever be the case with this group. I do think they have to regenerate on the run. And then the question is, if they're doing that, is it with the coach? So I'm a believer in Bevo. I think if it's a rare type of person that can win you a flag. Yeah, they won a flag for 50 years. Then they win that flag. Now, most common sense people would say, hey, whatever happens from here happens. We've got our premiership. They go to another grand final. And I think maybe they've rang the rag dry on this group. And they know that. But they don't come out and say that because as soon as you say that, you send the club into a downward spiral and it's hard to hang on to players and it's hard to attract players.
And Carlton featured on the pressure index.
They've still got a lot of assets. They're still a very good football team. And right now at round eight, they've tipped over a little bit and lost a couple they shouldn't have, but have played some pretty good footy in losing. So if you get consumed with the loss, then you'll be flipping every 2 weeks like we can do. But assess the performance, beaten a clearance, out of sorts with their matchup down back. We said Williams shouldn't have played last week. I thought he'd be lucky to get a game. Not only did he get a game, they put him on the opposition's best small forward. Like that doesn't make sense to me. That was never going to pay the bills.
Yeah.
So anyway, there's scope for improvement, but there's work to do.
Melbourne Mavericks coach Tracy Neville after the team's first win.
We weren't up any of the part of the game, but we just kept sticking in there. And, you know, with how we've started, where we've come from, I think we worked so hard for that performance and to take it out in a critical moment, which we've been saying has sort of let us down in the last few games, was exceptional from the players.
Robert Craddock followed Tracy Neville.
It was nice to listen to Tracy Neville because it reminds me of my all-time favourite English soccer story. So there you go.
Go on.
Well, it's just Tracy, of course, is the sister of Phil and Gary Neville, the two iconic Man U players. But more than that, she's the daughter of Neville Neville. That's her dad's name, Neville Neville. And, of course, it was just too much for the Manchester United supporters on the terraces who seized on David Bowie's track, Rebel Rebel, to have the chant, Neville Neville, they're in defence. Neville Neville, their talent's immense. Neville Neville, they ain't half bad. Neville Neville, the name of their dad. A mate told me that, and every time I hear Tracy, I start singing it. I've been singing it for about an hour.
And Crash was about to question Australian coach Andrew McDonald about the omission of Jake Fraser-McGurk from the World Cup squad.
Yeah, I felt that... Do you know, Jared, isn't life funny? Like, I didn't agree with it, like you, and you were probably slightly more passionate than me, but for some reason, and I can't believe I'm saying it, there's 20% of me that admires the selectors for backing their gut feeling on it, you know? I'd have gone the other way, 100%. I think we need a good young cricketer. He's a player of the future. We've got an old team. What a time to blood him. But for some reason, I've always admired the selection panels who just go their own sweet way. Now, they've got to win this. Anything less than a victory and the McGurk shadow will hang very heavily over them. It really, really will. But, you know, see, some people are saying, oh, look, the IPL is an artificial tournament where you've got a super sub coming on as a batting, and most teams have basically got nine batsmen so they can slog, and so you can just go out with impunity. It's not like a World Cup, a tournament play. That may be the case, but I don't know. Some of the greatest selections in Australian cricket history have been young kids, a 19-year-old Doug Walters, a Shane Warne before he was quite ready, you know? And so he'll either get there or he won't, but the thing about Fraser McGurk is that he has the potential to change the landscape of Australian cricket in that I think a lot of young kids will see that and say, that's the guy I want to be, you know? And I love when a sport gets a little bit of a rock star. I've come back from Broncos training, all right?
Yep.
I reckon there was 120 people there and watching it. And about 110 of them would have been women or young girls. And the reason they were there was two simple words, Reece Walsh, the Broncos superstar, who's he's Justin Bieber of Brisbane, you know. And it's I love that sort of, having that sort of draw card. It's terrific. And Fraser McGurk, I'm not saying, you know, he is that sort of player, but he could become that sort of player. So it's disappointing, but let's just wait and see.
And that's just a snapshot. The full program and all interviews are available through the Waitley podcast. Subscribe at sen.com.au.